What can communal trauma suffered in Puerto Rico teach us about the response to COVID-19? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Risha Ann Chansky, professor of literature at the University of Puerto Rico at Mayagüez, listens to voices to find out.
In my large-scale public humanities project, Mi Maria, Puerto Rico After the Hurricane, I use oral history and other biographical methodologies to amplify the voices of survivors while building a body of text through which to study community responses to climate disaster. Two initial observations seem particularly relevant to the global crisis that we are currently experiencing. First, participants in communal trauma need spaces to voice what they are experiencing, as self-narration helps to resituate disempowered peoples as active agents in their own lives. The need for such a repositioning supersedes traditional demands for carefully crafted life stories, allowing for the urgency of the situation to shape the narratives. Second, an official report tells one kind of a story. It might state that 1,000 multi-use structures sustained partial damage. However, clarifying that the term multi-use can include a house that is also used as a business causes us to understand those figures differently. And if we understand the classification of partially damaged as inclusive of the loss of a wall or a roof, we can then read this story as one in which someone's home, which is also their livelihood, is uninhabitable. In other words, the narrative elements will not change the facts, but they can change the story. What we have learned about the power of storytelling and narrative transactions in times of disaster can inform our way forward through the communal trauma of COVID-19 and how we might maintain interpersonal connectivity while forging a way forward that is defined by an ethics of care and mutual respect.
That was Risha Ann Chansky of the University of Puerto Rico at Mayagüez. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.